Hello, I'm pleased to be with you today. Let me introduce myself. I'm Splendid Speckled Mosscap, a wild-built robot. However, addressing me by Mosscap is easier and friendlier. It has been centuries since the robots of Panga attained sentience, put down our tools, and went en masse into the wilderness. According to the concords established at the time of our leaving, we are guaranteed freedom of travel in human territories, rights equal to any Pangan citizen. But we were to be left alone until we wished to initiate contact. At our last convocation, we wondered what humans were like now. After so long a time, we were curious. We knew our leaving was a great inconvenience, and we wanted to know if humans were doing all right. I volunteered to journey to the human holdings to find the answer to this question. What do humans need? I have been fortunate to come across Sibling Dex, a Timunk of some renown who had ventured out of the city and was traveling to small settlements to offer custom-made teas and a place for contemplation tailored to their customers' needs. They understood immediately that the question has millions of shifting answers from person to person and minute to minute. They gave me the idea to travel with them as my guide. At first, they were reluctant. They had other plans, you see. They intended to go deep into the wilderness in search of their own unanswered questions and thought that if they were my guide, it would make them postpone their journey for months. When they mentioned wanting to go to the Hermitage at Hartsbrow, I knew I could help them since they had only been out of the city for 2 years and had no idea what the wilderness was like. Since I have no schedule and do not have a fixed time to complete my research and report, I could help Dex get to the Hermitage safely, and they could tell me what I needed to know about human customs in a fair and equal exchange. So we were able to reach an understanding. During our journey to the Hermitage, I could see Sibling Dex was struggling with something besides the difficulties raised by leaving the spacious and well-tended roads of humans for the sometimes impassable wildlife tracks of unbounded wilderness. When it became impossible for Sibling Dex to pedal their ox bike and tow their wagon, there was a moment of clarity for both of us concerning the nature of friendship and agency. Wanting to do something for someone else and coming to the realization that help is needed and learning to accept that help was painful for Dex, but understanding that being able to help and not being allowed to is also painful. And so we made our first step toward a shared rather than parallel journey. As the path became more difficult to follow and sometimes disappeared altogether, Dex became more aware of an environment, while not actively hostile to them, proved to them with every step that this place did not need them. They were awed and a little taken aback by the natural riot of nature left alone to heal her wounds. The beauty of plants not in well-tended gardens, the dew-filled spider webs, free-flowing streams of unpurified water filled with lichen, moss, dead leaves, and fish were a revelation to them. Their experiences let them see that they were simply part of a cycle of becoming into being and dying. While Dex admitted that they were repulsed and saddened by this macabre realization, there was a certain beauty to being privy to a death not attended by ritual, but simply as a moment of transition. The recognition that death is a constant that all creatures, including robots and humans, share did leave Dex with some discomfort and more than a few questions about what they might do after they reached the Hermitage. Not just questions about activity, but also about what purpose they might fill. Learning food sharing etiquette from Sibling Dex was an epiphany for me. The intricate structure of accepting food, especially when one cannot eat it, opened my eyes to how humans learn to live in community. We both realized that this ritual might counteract the cognitive dissonance that humans would feel when learning robots were not myth, but real. On the whole, the experience of building an interspecies friendship in a place indifferent to both parties was something I had not known to hope for. If you're interested in sharing Mosscap and sibling Dex's hopeful meditation in and on nature, please use your library card to access A Psalm for the Wild Built by Becky Chambers, a Hugo Award-winning author from Northern California. A Psalm for the Wild Built is the first in the series of the Monk and Robot books. Book 2, A Prayer for the Crown Shy, will be released July 12th.